This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan, and we are fortunate enough now to be joined in the lead-up to the 2021 NFL Draft by Stephen Jones here on your home of the Cowboys. And a good afternoon, sir. How are you?
Good afternoon, guys. Doing well.
We are having a fantastic time talking about this. How tough is it for you guys to know for sure what your contingencies and plan look like with the 10th overall pick 6 days out?
You know, we feel good about it. I think we're getting a heartbeat. You're always going to have surprises. I mean, that's without, you know, comes knowing that's probably going to happen at the end of the day. But, you know, the more you get your hands around everything, you know, we just feel really good about where we sit right now. And, you know, I there's going to be a really, really good football player sitting there for us, you know, when we pick. We don't have to have everything fall just right and know that things are really going to work out for us, and we're going to come away with a quality football player.
Steven, I don't know how many fans realize this, but I believe I'm right in assuming that, like, you guys and other NFL teams, you guys do mock drafts, don't you, to kind of see how this might look in different ways?
We actually do. It's just, you know, it's interesting because, you know, our guys are well-versed in this, and they obviously, you know, have visited with different teams around the league about different things and, you know, not on the road as much as we normally are, so there's not as much conversation. But, you know, it's really good to go through those mock drafts and see what the, you know, you never know when they're going to come up with a scenario in one of those mock drafts that's interesting, and you have to address it and you, you know, see what that might mean. Now, you know, at the end of the day, we think we cover most of them, but it is, you know, I think productive, you know, in our particular case. I think they're sure productive to go through the first round and up to our second pick in the second round there. Then I think that's productive.
Okay, so I ask that because last year when I would do the stupid mock draft simulators, anytime that CeeDee Lamb made it to 17, I would just reboot the simulator because I'd be like, guys, that's not going to happen. And then it did. So when you guys were doing that, how often did you think you would have to consider a receiver?
You know, I don't think that we had one. So I guess our mock drafts weren't doing well in terms of showing us Lamb, because all the ones we did never had us getting CeeDee Lamb. And so it was real interesting when he fell all the way to us. And, you know, obviously sometimes our mock drafts are more jaded with how we rate the board versus – how the league might rate the board. Or, and, you know, every team has different systems, different offensive systems, different defensive systems, and, you know, can rate players differently. So, you know, you never know for sure how things are going to shake out. And, you know, then you get into the needs that teams have and, you know, what they're really, you know, what they may think is a unique player, we may think is a good player, and vice versa. And so it's that's why it's good to have those mock drafts, and sometimes you probably can't have enough of them.
Okay, so I asked all of those just to get to this. When you guys are running those, have you seen any scenarios where no tight end is picked in the top 9 picks?
Oh yeah. I mean, you don't have to look very far. Just we have a version what we call the Clips that really, you know, compiles all the media that's about the Cowboys that we get every day. And so you don't have to look very far and see mock drafts that, you know, have no tight end getting picked in the top 9 picks. So certainly, you know, that wouldn't be a knock you off your feet scenario in terms of, you know, a tight end not being picked in the top nine picks, because we believe there's, you know, especially if you just say, hey, there's five quarterbacks that could go in the top 10, I think there's going to be, you know, there's 14, 15 players that are worthy of being picked in the top 10 if you say all five quarterbacks are.
Steven, one of your great secret weapons is Jerry. Just get him on the phone. He gets those general managers to tell him who he's gonna, they're going to pick. That's all you have to do. Just let him start making. I've never seen a general manager get other general managers to admit who they were going to pick.
There you go. You have it. Not many of them will do it, but every now and then you get one who will speak up for you. So it's rare, but Jerry, if anybody could get someone to drop their shield, if you will, and get them maybe every now and then to say what might be on their mind. But I'd say that's probably pretty rare, Brian.
No, I tell you, I know.
You and I have seen it, but it's not often.
Yeah, I saw him do it with Carl Peterson and Frank Gillum. He had him on the phone. Each had him on the phone, and then, hey, you guys made the trade. But, Steven, real quick, how close and how difficult has it been to have to evaluate with what you have with Patrick Surtain and J.C. Horn? I mean, we're talking like it could go either way. How has that been in the war room for you guys battling on those two guys?
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously a great debate. They're all, you know, they're top players in the draft. And, you know, they all, you know, they have unique qualities. One has some that the other doesn't have, and the other has some that the other one might not have. So it's a really unique debate, and that debate goes on right now. I can assure you there's been no final decision on that. But obviously, as you know, Brian, as we can get into some very lengthy and long discussions, and that'll obviously probably only heat up and get even more intense as we get into the first part of next week, as you really start to roll up your sleeves, strategize, and really get your board down to exactly how you want it.
Talking draft here with Steven Jones. You know, talking about Pitts there, as good as he is with, you know, how Jerry's talked about him, could you see a scenario where he's on the board and you still pass on him?
Yeah, I won't get into that. That's just too much speculation for me. Obviously, I said the other day, these tight ends can be, especially special ones, can be huge mismatches. And, you know, you've seen New England have a tremendous amount of success winning world championships with it. Certainly Kansas City's been dominant with that's probably the best tight end in the league in Kelsey. And even San Francisco with their tight end Kittle really was a big part of the reason they made it to the Super Bowl a couple of years ago. So, you know, those guys are unique, and they certainly create matchup issues, and certainly, Pitts is a rare one. So, he's a great football player.
Now, of course, I've been here trying to talk these, football lifers into how fun it would be with four wide receivers, at premium assets, and they look at me like I'm crazy, Steve. Is there a law of diminishing return on BPA at a certain position, or could you stand in there and fire again?
Say that again. I'm sorry, you cut out.
Is there a law when it comes to BPA, if you're stacked up at a position like, you know, we were talking about wide receiver, and another premium wide receiver would make it historic, right? Is there a law of diminishing return on BPA to you that, hey, we just cannot do this one again? Or, you know, are those players that good?
I don't think so. I mean, I just think when you have those type of weapons, obviously you see Kansas City getting it done with a lot of different weapons. And, they're explosive, and they're very difficult to match up with, and very difficult to, slow down. Well, you know, when they have a hot hand, they'll say, the only thing that probably slowed them a little is losing offensive linemen, tackles. And even when you got great weapons and a great quarterback, if the guy doesn't have time to throw it, then it creates issues. And, you know, obviously that was a big part of our problem last year when we lost, three of our starters and, then lost depth to boot. And, it just creates issue when you can't protect your quarterback. And you can't, and it makes it difficult to run it as well. Certainly Zeke had, when you don't have that group up front that you're used to, it's not it's a different look when you get the ball.
How appealing does that potentially make a couple of guys that are maybe left tackles in college but could play guard in the NFL if you have the right guy available at 10 there? Do you guys factor in Tyron's health, and is LC going to be back all the way and consider kind of doubling down on the strength of the team there?
Well, I'll start with the fact that we believe that both Tyron and Lyle and Zach are going to come into this season as good as we've seen them in a long time. I mean, they're healthy. They're over their injuries. We feel very optimistic, you know, what they can do. And, you know, it's a huge plus that they've really done amazing, you know, after they had their injuries. They've rehabbed from them, and we feel like, you know, they're ready to roll. And not only are we going to have a great year this year, but several years to come. So, well, that's a huge plus. But at the end of the day, obviously, we had as much success as anyone taking a left tackle in college and make them an all-pro guard in Zach Martin. And certainly Connor Williams has done a nice job for us. But certainly those left tackles in college, you know, depending on their length and how you feel about them, can move down in there and do, you know, become very special as a guard at our level.
Steven, this might be an unfair question because you're still working through your board and stuff, but are you noticing like a pocket of different positions where there seems to be three, four, five guys stacked in there in certain rounds? Is there a couple positions that you can kind of talk to us about that, hey, Brian, I'm seeing these cornerbacks, these defensive ends, offensive tackles? Is there something that you've kind of noticed a little bit of a trend that you've seen a bunch of quality pocket of players at?
Yeah, I think there's some spots that some years are better than others, some years are worse than others. I will say this, it seems like there's always a bunch of receivers.
Right.
And, you know, obviously with the college game where it's gone, you know, they certainly are producing the receivers, and you get to see them do it, you know, time and time again. And we just, you know, finished up another round of going through receivers again. And boy, it's makes your eyes blur at the end, because there's, you know, there is a large quantity of receivers throughout the draft. But you do get positions at times where you see, hey, this is where we have some offensive linemen ranked, and, you know, we might have an opportunity there if we're willing to be patient, maybe to pick someone up there where there's quite a few guys that we have, you know, ranked more, you know, middle of the type draft that might be a good fit for us.
Steven, thanks so much for making time. We look forward to catching up with you next week.
Hey, thanks, guys. Always a pleasure to be on.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.